His presence, and we've got to get the recognition of His presence right. Jesus said this. He said this to the Israelites. He said, He wept because He looked down on them and into the valley, and He said, "You did not recognize the day of my visitation. You did not recognize. You did not know the day of my visitation." To recognize something is to actually recognate, get your thinking right. And I talked to you about renewing your mind, how that we need to renew our mind often, how we need to recognate our mind so that we know things instead of feeling things. And Jesus has been portrayed, unfortunately, by the church as a very touchy-feely kind of God. He just wants you to be comfortable. He just touchy-feely. Can I tell you, that's not who He is? He didn't say that about Himself at all. He said, I'm not just the offense, I'm the rock of offense. Do you know, He's not trying to be mean. He's being truthful. He's being true to Himself. What He is saying with that is that you're here, and I'm trying to get you here. But you're stuck. You're not just here. You're stuck here. The only way I can get you from where you are to where I need you to be is I have to go to where you are and offend that place so bad that you realize that is not it. This is it. And that's when you feel Him, when the move takes place, when He brings you out of something into His glorious light. And it's not a painful thing. It's actually a very glorious thing. But if all we're wanting is, and all we're perceiving is the touchy and the feely, we will missy. Hemi. I'll leave it alone. But we base way too much on feelings. In the church, we are soft. We base way too much on feelings. And I'm going to tell you, when I really started falling in love with the Lord is when He started stepping on my toes with His Word. I started realizing He loves me enough to tell me, come a little closer. Come here. That can't come, but you can come, but your stuff can't, but you can, and I want you, and I actually want to free you from that stuff that you're comfortable with, that you think makes up who you are, but that's not who you are, because I'm calling you out of who you think you are to who I say you are. And when we get to that place, I'm telling you, I look back on my old self and I can't stand Him. I'm telling you, I will say mess. I don't like who I was, and I'll bet you most of you would not like who I was. And I was so glad when I met my wife in college. She did not know who I was. God had just got finished with me. And she heard stories about who I was. And she said, "You're not that guy." I said, "No, I'm not." And I hated that I had made such a reputation for myself. But sometimes you just got to give things a little time. Can I tell you that time is the great vetter? Time fixes things. Time heals things. And time will prove you right or time will prove you wrong. Just give it enough time. Thank you for giving me time, baby. Well, we base too much on feelings. And I told you this. God is not limited to His felt presence. God is not limited to His felt presence. Ooh, I feel God. That did not make Him any more God. And that didn't make him, all of a sudden, God came by. And I felt him. No. He was God, whether you felt him or not. And he has designed it so you don't just feel him at your leisure. Or when you think you need to feel God. Have you ever not felt God? You know what that means? It means you're human. It means you're human. And there is going to be times in your life when you don't hear from God. And can I tell you that that is by design? There will be times in your life and seasons in your life where you will absolutely question him and wonder and ask him, where are you? And the whole time he's there. You just don't feel it. Because he doesn't want to make you someone that just feels it. What he wants you to do is be someone who knows it. I mean, the scripture, when he said, you did not know the day of my visitation. He didn't say, I'm crying, I'm weeping because you didn't feel the day of my. He said, you did not know the day. Because he wants you to know it. And there will be times when he shows up when you absolutely know his presence. You absolutely know something is the Lord. And other times, and here's the thing, he's so good, he doesn't want you to guess. God does not want you to just guess. Let me tell you about guessing. When you guess, if you're like me, a lot of times you guess wrong. Have you ever guessed wrong? Embarrassing, isn't it? Let me talk to you just real quick about avenues to deception. Feelings are one of your biggest avenues to deception. Misinformation, confusion, distraction. These people who were God's people, they did not recognize the day of his visitation. And I'm telling you, there's some things I can miss. But I don't want to miss the day of his visitation for my life. And I don't want you to miss it. Because his word leads us to knowledge, not feelings. I must have his word. This is why I got to have his word in my life. Because if I don't have his word in my life, what am I left with? My word. Can I tell you how many times I've gotten in trouble with my word? But you don't get in trouble with his word. And you can't just have his word. You've got to have his word inside of you. And I told you last week, you can't just fumble around with it when it's time. You can't just say, I remember that thing that Pastor John said. Honey, what was that thing Pastor John said? That is not going to rebuke any devils off of your life. What's that thing Pastor John said? But when you know what the word of the Lord is in your life, that has the power to rebuke the enemy off of your life. I literally can't. I can't start because it's too in depth. It's going to take all of next Sunday to go into what I want to go to. So right now, Christine, will you come? There's something very powerful about the Word of God for your life. There's something very powerful about the Word of God for my life, and I must have it inside of me. And you must have it inside of you. If you knew every trick that the enemy had, you could fight him better. And you could recognize him better. If you knew how to access God's power, you wouldn't be afraid of the enemy. The enemy will be afraid of you. You can be at a place. There were the seven sons of Sceva that were, they were really faking it. They were trying to use the power of God that they had seen manifested through Paul. And the demons came out of a man as the seven sons of Sceva tried to rebuke the enemy out of that man. And the demonic force inside that man, he said this. He said, "Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you?" And it says that he beat them and left them naked. What I get, one thing I gather out of that is, hell can know your name. Hell can know your name. But it's going to be because of His Word that's alive inside of you.
Yes.
And His Word is the most powerful thing that you can have. Deanya, pull up 1 John 2:16, just that one. You want to see all of the enemies? You want to see the enemy's total arsenal, his full package, everything that he's got to fight you? It's in this scripture right here. All that is in the world, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, pride of life. That's all that the enemy has. That's all of it. You say, well, what about those things you just said? You just said feelings and misinformation and deception and confusion. All of those are mingled in with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. I'm going to talk about that next week. As I'm leaning into temptations, and not just, I told you last week, if I told you I was going to preach about temptations, you would find a way to check out. Let's go down to the beach and watch the waves. It's cold, but it's better than going to hearing Pastor John talk about temptation. Nobody wants to hear that sermon. But I'm not just going to preach about temptation. I'm going to preach about how to win against battling temptation.
Yes.
There's a way to win. And nobody wants to act like we've ever been tempted about anything, but we're all tempted. But there's a way out of that temptation. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life is not of the Father, but is of the world. That's the enemy's trick right there. He's used it on people and he used it on Jesus. The thing is, Jesus defeated it with the Word. But we've got to understand how to have the Word in us, or we will get pulled away by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life through temptations. You can only be tempted with something that you want. You can only be tempted with something that you want. And you know how we pray? God, deliver me from temptation. God, deliver me from... Have you ever prayed, God, deliver me from temptation? The prayer is supposed to be deliver me from evil. But temptation, I got to go through. Temptation, I got to go through. There's some things God's not going to take away from you. Somebody brought me these this morning. And so that they really wanted, you ever had a double temptation? Chocolate style, same thing. And then they said this, and I slipped in one of these big ones for you. See, if God delivered me from temptation, He's just got to take the thing away. And He doesn't just take the thing away, because there's some things that you've got to understand about God. You can survive a temptation, and you can win against temptations. But it's only through His Word. I used all my time this morning talking about something else. But I don't think that was by mistake. So here's how I want to handle that. You kill it again?